Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
You're on with Mario Lopez, and we've got some action on the hotline waiting on hold right now from celebrity Big Brother, former White House staffer Anthony Scaramucci. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mario, great to be on your show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time to touch base with us over here. So
we spent a lot of time working out in that house. Not quite to your level, though, Mario. Kind of shape.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. But Anthony, a lot of confusion about what actually happened because you just disappeared from the house. Were you really part of the cast, or was this set up prior? What was the deal?
Yeah, so basically the pitch made to me, and it actually happened right after my appearance on the Bill Maher show. Two of the CBS producers came over to see me. You may know that, you know, the Bill Maher show is filmed on the Price is Right stage, and so it's a CBS property.
Yes.
And they basically said to me, listen, we'd like you to come on, and we'd like you to be part of a twist. Mario, I got to tell you, they turned me into a super fan as a, you know, being a part of the show, but I had not watched the show prior to that pitch. So I was sort of confused by all the lingo.
Right.
And then once I got involved with it, I understood what they were asking me to do. I thought it looked like a lot of fun, and it fit my schedule. And so I said, okay, great, what do you want me to do? And then they explained it, the sequestration, and then the 6 days in the house. So I knew some point on day six I was leaving. I just did not know what the narrative was going to be related to the twist. One of my promises and agreements with the producers is that for the time that I was in the house, I was going to play very hard. I let up on one situation, and that was with Ricky Williams. He won the power of veto. We were on these electronic horses, and he beat the pants off of all of us. I'm not necessarily thinking I could have convinced him to give it to me, but I didn't pursue it. I didn't push hard on that because
right.
I knew I was leaving. I thought that would be bad karma for me to try to overplay that situation. But no, it was planned from day one. I know there's people in social media thinks that I quit the show, blah, blah. And there's also people that think we didn't land on the moon 50 years ago.
Right.
And it was totally upfront, and it was so much fun. And I think I really spoofed the my fellow housemates, which made it all the more enjoyable. So I was a prankster as a kid in high school, and it brought me back, you know, 40 years. It was just a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, it seems like you're a competitive guy, too, so I don't see you getting in there and not wanting to win the whole thing.
Oh, trust me, I'm not a quitter. I've been fired before, Mario. And trust me, those are brutal experiences. And you can say, okay, this is kind of a lunatic that you would fire easily. But no one has ever called me a quitter over the course of my lifetime. And anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, people can think what they want. It was huge fun for me, and it was a lot of fun for my family members and my business colleagues. And, of course, when I was wearing that purple suit on the first contest, I looked like a combination of an Oompa Loompa and Violet from the Willy Wonka movie. So, you know, what can I say?
No, it looked like you were having a good time, and you had a great attitude. Post-White House experience there to really take everything in stride. And I actually caught your appearance on the Bill Maher show. That's brave. Not a lot on the same team there in that audience. Yeah, no, how'd you enjoy that afterwards?
Well, you know, I liked it, but, you know, you're like a Yankee going into Fenway Park. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good analogy.
LA Rams going up to Gillette Stadium to play the Patriots as opposed to Atlanta. You know what I mean? So
right.
I did like it, but I got to tell you, they're rough. Rough crowd, but Bill is a very smart guy. I will give Bill a lot of credit. He's very well prepared for these shows and these interviews, and he's got a lot of knowledge. So it was fun to spar with him. I hope he invites me back.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I enjoyed watching it there too. Who do you think is going to win the season over there at the Celebrity Big Brother?
Okay, so you know, again, very hard call because there's 10 people left, and it's such an unpredictable show. All those twists and turns, but I think that the guy that has that can go the distance is actually Tom, because he's playing. Here are the things I learned in that house: play slow, last long; play fast, you know, you usually go out fast. So
that's good advice just in life.
I'm sorry.
I said that's good advice just in life.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, you gotta rush out of the gates quickly. So I believe it is good advice in life. But I think he's also well calibrated. He hasn't offended anybody. You can see a lot of, if you watch those live feeds or even the show at night, you can see a lot of those micro aggressions turning into macro aggressions and some sore feelings among each other. I think Tom has done the best job, like Marissa did last year, of navigating himself around those things.
If there was an all White House version of Big Brother, Anthony, who do you think would do well?
Well, Jared would win that. I mean, that's like an instantaneous. Like, you know, he's. You have to remember, Jared hung on through the three chiefs of staff. He almost got a security clearance taken away. Preserve it. He's got the ear of the president. He's a very, very smart guy.
Yeah, was his son-in-law.
My money would be on Jared. You know, if you and I go to Vegas, I bet Jared.
Not Ivanka.
Well, I think that, you know, I would say that, well, I guess, is she eligible? Because she's part of the family. I mean, she's actually got the president's DNA. Let's
right.
say non-DNA members of the administration.
Gotcha.
My money would be on Jared.
Fair enough. Do you keep in touch with anyone in the administration?
Well, you know, coincidentally, I talked to Jared on Saturday night. We were having a big laugh about my Big Brother appearance. I have general, you know, you would find this odd, but it's also pursuant to my personality. I'm having dinner with General Kelly, the chief of staff, who his first official act was to fire my butt at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, no sore feelings. I'm seeing him for dinner on Thursday night.
Nice.
I talk to the president probably once a month, and, you know, I do keep in touch with people like Kellyanne and so forth. But, you know, listen, truth of the matter is they're super busy, and so I'm not one to push them. But if they need me for something, I'm available. Once in a while, I call to check in on the president. But it's not like they're asking me for any advice, Mario, so it's nothing too important.
It's nice to hear, though, that you're staying in touch. That's cool. Anthony, do you think you'd step in front of the cameras again? Because it seems like you're having fun and a bit of a natural. Is that something you'd like to do more of?
You know, listen, sir, I do a lot of, you know, a lot of cable news punditry and things like that. If someone offered me something that was fun and, you know, I could still run my business, absolutely. Why not, Mario? Okay. I got to do more push-ups and I probably got to eat less carbs, but I'm ready to go.
You're looking good, my friend. You're looking good. Keep it up. Keep it up out there. Well, listen, everyone, you can follow him on Instagram @Anthony_Scaramucci. Good luck. Hope to meet you in person one day, Anthony.
Okay, all the best, you, Mario. You got an awesome show, and you got a lot of fans in the Scaramucci family. God bless you.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Please give him my best, sir. Take care.
You got it. All the best.
On with Mario Lopez.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.